CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. Iggy Azalea. Change your life. You like that? You were dancing around a, like a lunatic.
Well, it's just one of those horrible songs that are just oddly addictive. Hmm. Change your life. It's like a little bomb diggity.
All right. Do you know our guest?
I've heard of him, and I'm interested to hear more of him.
Let me tell you something. Rifense Morage is a brand new, young, enthusiastic artist filled with passion, not only the passion for singing, but also passion for life and all that comes with it. He's only 18 years old, matriculated 25th, sorry, not, he was 18 when he matriculated. He matriculated Vereniging Gymnasium.
Ooh.
Yeah. Launched into his new life. Now, the reason we want to talk to this dude, I just love stories like this where people don't fit into a box. You know that irritates me when people try to box you. They say, oh, well, you're white or black, or you're male or you're female, or you're straight or you're gay, or you're left or you're right wing. I hate that stuff because people are far more interesting than that. The point with Rifense is this dude started singing in Afrikaans. And he's made a career out of it, and people love him. And it's so bizarre because you don't expect it. And I mean, I've seen him on TV. I've never met him before properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we've got to get this dude in here and sit him down and find out what he's all about.
Already a very firm handshake.
Very good. How are you, man?
Lucky in there.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm very happy to meet you. I've seen you on television before. I mentioned it just a moment ago. And people love you. Huh?
Thank you very much.
You've got a great career going.
Thank you very much. I'm still trying, though.
No, dude. You're already there. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Rifense Morage. This morning on CliffCentral.com. Very nice to see someone who's also not doing what everyone expects of them. Like, I would have thought maybe in English or in Vernac. But this is totally off the charts. Afrikaans singer. I think a lot of people were kind of shocked, right? I mean, you must still get, like, white people who look at you and go, Yossi, maar jy kan Afrikaans daarom goed praat, eh? And you get, like, and you get black people who say, what, you sing in Afrikaans? Are you tired of that shit, though?
No.
People asking you that?
No, not just yet. I enjoy it, actually, quite a bit, because it's a very South African thing for me.
You get people off guard, though, right?
I try all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice thrill to... Because they think they know what you're about. We stereotype each other in South Africa.
Exactly.
And you go and break that mold.
Exactly.
So how has the Afrikaans community taken to your music?
I think they've received it quite well. My album just went double platinum now. So
yo!
Thank you.
Very nice work.
So yeah, I think I'm very thankful to them, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity they've granted me.
It's an incredible thing, the Afrikaans music business, because people in... Do you want to put the guitar down? Relax. Chill out a little bit. You need some water? You good?
Hey, I'm cool. Thank you.
All right. By the way, our water, our lovely Aquavita water. You can trust this stuff. It's not going to give you any problems when you sing there. Are you doing a gig today, this weekend?
No, I'm chilled.
Right, chilling this weekend. All right, good. Then we can relax. So settle in. The thing I wanted to know is, because a lot of people outside of the Afrikaans music industry, including me, don't know how huge it is. And when you see it on the inside, it's mind-blowing. I talk about this so often because to me it was a watershed moment. I went to a thing called Afrikaans is Groot. It was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went as a guest of Bobby van Jaarsveld and his wife. I sat with his wife. We watched the show. I had no idea. I've never heard any of these songs. Because you see, we live in separate worlds almost.
Yeah.
And I have Afrikaans friends, and, you know, my mom grew up speaking Afrikaans to her dad, and Afrikaans is a part of my life, but it's not that. Clearly, I'm not in that community. Because I got there, I didn't know half the. I knew who Janita Du Plessis was, I knew Steve Hofmeyr was, I knew who Bobby van Jaarsveld was, and I think. Dozy was there, but otherwise,
Dozy.
A lot of these artists who are hugely famous people, I had no idea existed. Now, it must be even more weird for friends of yours, black friends of yours, who don't know what a big deal you are in the Afrikaans music business. They're like, oh, yeah, Refens is doing this stuff. You know, it's fun. Then when they see you on a stage and they see like 2,000 or 3,000 people who know the words of your song, they sit and applaud wildly. I say sit and applaud because it's a bit weird. The thing that Afrikaans is groot that really struck me as odd is everybody knows all the songs, right? They love it.
Yeah.
But they don't get up and go, woo, like you and me would at a concert.
Do not dance around.
They sit there.
No.
No, they love it. You can see they loved it, but they don't get up.
Oh, my.
It's weird, right?
It's funny. Took me a while to get used to that at first.
It is odd. So the point that I wanted to discuss with you this morning is clearly the Afrikaans music business is a very successful and very powerful industry to be in. There's a lot of money. There are a lot of opportunities. It's a big business. And there are some people who control that business. Like, there are a couple of different camps in the Afrikaans music industry. But you must be such a breath of fresh air for them because, you know, Afrikaans music doesn't have to be just for white guys from Pretoria.
Yeah.
It's got to be exciting to go in there and know that you, in some way, are a star attraction because you're just so different to everyone else. And I want you to perform some songs later so we can get a feel for what you do because, I've seen you performing some of these on TV. How do you feel when you stand in front of a crowd for the first time and you say to them, by the way, guys, I'm going to sing to you in Afrikaans? Do you think that they maybe don't believe you until you open your mouth and start singing?
Yeah, I think it's I always wear my traditional Zulu, Ipesh Lezulu.
Even more. That's with them even
that's
more.
That's more Zulu than Sia.
You know? And then I'm in a small town, let's say the R. There's only one street and maybe a couple of houses and just farms around the place. And literally, I remember I went into the bar and people were like, what's going on here? The Shaka Zulu, me and my band, there in our Zulu attire, in Kelaethu, you know, everything. And we started singing in Afrikaans and people were so, they didn't even clap, they didn't respond because
it's fucked their heads
up. They know what to do. Exactly.
Just unbelievable to these people. And but yeah, you so go cool. on. Do you go on and first address them in Zulu?
I don't even speak it. I just start playing.
Yeah, exactly. It's going
down. In car.
Someone. Can you imagine? Dude, I would love to see this in action because this is the reason I'm so fascinated by it, and I hope I'm not gilding the lily with you here because I don't want you to think that you're an artifact. You know, you're a real artist. You've got real music. But the thing I love about it is that it messes with all these ideas that people are so precious about what you should and shouldn't do if you're male, what you should and shouldn't do if you're black, what you should and shouldn't do if you speak Zulu at home, what you should and shouldn't do if you are from a certain population, cultural group. I love that you break those walls down, and it's brave.
I must say it's just as demanding as it is brave. It takes a lot to tell my parents, Uriso, I don't want to study, I want to sing, but in Afrikaans.
What did they say? What was the reaction?
Well, as you said earlier, people don't know that the Afrikaans industry actually exists and it can function in
makes more money than the rest of the music business.
Actually.
Yeah.
But, it's difficult to... I think it's difficult for my parents to measure the success because they don't have anything as reference.
No. Yeah, not knowing it's not like their friends go to your shows.
No.
So tell me about your childhood. You grew up in Vereeniging?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm just outside Vereeniging in Nelsonia.
So you're also a boer?
Yeah, boersinki, all the way. And I went to Afrikaans primary school. Uh-huh. Which was very funny, considering I didn't speak Afrikaans at that time.
That was probably just because it was the closest school, right?
Yeah,
and your parents were like, well, we want our kid to have a good education, so we'll send him there. And you just had to learn.
Yeah, and they had to sit with me and do homework in Afrikaans, and they don't speak Afrikaans.
Wow.
So it was very funny. They started playing Afrikaans music to try and teach me how to speak the language and master the dialect. And yeah, that's how I fell in love with the music and the language. Now I sing in Afrikaans.
That's, you see, again, I just love that there was this desire to make the world the best they could for their son. Your parents went and bought probably terrible music Because, I mean, I can't imagine there was so much good stuff at that stage, right? I mean, there might have been some good stuff. There might have been some people that we know who are still around today. But there was also a lot of terrible Afrikaans music. And they said, this is totally foreign and alien to us, but we're going to let our kid grow up listening to this so that he can excel at school. How did you do at school?
I was fine. I was deputy head boy of my high school.
Wow.
I think it turned out all right.
I was fine.
Overachiever.
Deputy head boy.
Like, don't you come in here and be all superior. Yeah.
No. It was very cool. I got to stand in the middle of two cultures and actually see what's going on and see what we have in common and the challenges we face in understanding each other and crossing those borders. You know, not everybody feels comfortable to go to an Afrikaans concert if they don't speak Afrikaans. Yeah. It actually doesn't make sense.
I've mentioned to you Afrikaans is great, but I went to a party once. A friend of mine invited me to, and it was just Afrikaans music. It was just Afrikaans people. I got to tell you, I didn't exactly feel at home for the first hour and a half either. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about people who do give you shit about this? Because there are bound to be some people who, from both sides, criticize you and think that you're maybe just a gimmick. Because you know how people are.
Yeah, definitely. But I just ignore it and believe in my craft because my speaking Afrikaans, I believe it's a part of my talent and it's not a gimmick. Just like Brendan Piper or Bobby van Jaarsveld is a highly attractive man, it forms part of his talent. It makes you want to listen to him.
It doesn't mean that his music is rubbish.
No, not at all.
He's trying to sail by on his looks.
Not at all.
So give us a song, because I want people to hear what you can do here.
An Afrikaans one,
of course. Yeah. Let's start with that. Let's blow the lights out with that one, and then we can play around with some other stuff later on. I mean, I just love having live music on the show. So you do your thing, and this is where you're at home. You're most at home when you're playing music. So let me put you in your place. Do your thing.
Okay, cool. I'll somma play you one of my songs.
Somma. Go ahead. Somma spiel it.
Yes, somma spiel it. It's done.
Let's do it, dude.
Ek onthou nog daardie maande van biltonghou en groenlande. Het toe gereen waar jou beeste wei van somerliefde of citrusvei. Onthou nog jou glimlach, jou nimmer sorge en skaterlach. So ek skryf nou hierdie briefie aan jou, maar ek lees homself aan die waarheid is flou. Hoeveel keer versaai moet sê, wat op die tafels van my hart lê. Hier staan ek nou met my hart in die maag, seker dat ek van jou hou. Hey, them lawns for now. Give us hands, my best of bell. I can sing a new turn. So it's better as I can't tell. I hope they do a daxel gekry. I pass nie mooi nie, want they work most by my. But I think for my black guitar. Give us not a full liefde vir haar, so die dames van haar harkie kan sing, liedere wat vrede en vreugde bring. Hoeveel keer versaai moet sê, wat op die tafels van my hart lê. Staan ek na met my hart in die maag, seker dat ek van jou hou. Maar hey, die melans van nou, give us the ends my best to bow. I can see the new town. So it's better as it need for down. Says the world via my woorden and the world van die wind. Dieselfde wind van koeste kinders of selfs die warm manier. Sy het liefde vir die liedere, sy het liefde word gedaan. Sy het liefde door honderde, sy het liefde wat kan klink. Sy is romantiek, die romantiekus. Sy verbeter die eetlis van my hartskatstukkies. Sy is die revolusie wat rebelleer en romantiseer. Roekeloos, 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 roekeloos.
coração. O que eu quero forçar e não sei, the Beethoven's fun my heart.
That is that's beautiful. What did you say? What, don't, what? Be, what? Don't blaspheme. In Afrikaans, that's
wonderful. Really,
that's really, really beautiful. I heard a reference there to Kinders van die Wind and Koos. And
yes.
Like you've obviously got a very deep appreciation for the language and for a lot of artists who came before you. I believe Corin Zoid is your favorite singer.
Oh yeah, right? She's one of them.
Wow,
fantastic muso, and I like the, as you were talking about breaking down borders, Afrikaans people don't really listen to rock and roll, or hadn't before
Karin.
Frans Joffen Co came to the scene and
yeah.
you know, brought rock and roll in Afrikaans, and it's very cool.
Who else do you listen to? Because again, this is an industry where you probably know all these people. I mean, you've probably performed alongside all of them at this point, right?
Yeah. We all know each other. It's a very small industry, actually, when considering artists. We don't have too much people. But it's always an honor to perform alongside people with that caliber of talent. I listen to Jack Parow and Frans Joffen Co, Rhino Velvet, all the rebels.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love Afrikaans music, and I love music that doesn't conform to what society wants us to do. If Karin Zoid wants to say "Fok of Polisie Kar" in a song, she'll say it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Afrikaans people are very different when it comes to speech pattern.
Yeah, you get some who appreciate the sharper stuff
yeah.
and others who do not. But your stuff seems to me to be very thoughtful and more about relationships, and it's friendly. It's not,
yeah,
you're not
definitely.
Trying to piss people off or upset them or shock them.
Maybe like, my ma,
I mean, your mother, obviously, she now speaks and understands Afrikaans. I mean, what does she think of your songs?
She doesn't completely understand what I'm talking about, but she listens to the melody and she's like, okay, this is cool. I can actually listen to this.
Mm.
Everybody has this misperception about Afrikaans music because of Sokkie music.
Yeah.
There's a difference between Afrikaans music and Sokkie music.
I mean, it would be like saying country music and rap music.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be done the same way. Tell me quickly, Afrikaans, the language. I mean, the one thing I have a deep and abiding love for is that there's certain things you say in Afrikaans that you just can't say in any other language. And I know that's true for every other language. But, you know, when someone, there's some words that are just beautiful. It must give you some joy to be able to, first of all, speak the language as well as you do and to sing in it as well as you do. But what got you to love it? Because it was forced on you, really, if you think about it, having to go to an Afrikaans primary school. How did you turn what could have been ugly, I don't want to learn this language, into I love it?
Well, at first I was very confused because I'm in this classroom and I feel stupid because everybody speaks a language that I can't understand. And later on when I started speaking Afrikaans, I noticed that Afrikaans is very expressive.
Mm.
You know, with our rough gs in r, and you know,
it's probably closer to a lot of African languages in that way than English is. English is totally foreign when you compare it to something.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And I just started learning how to express myself even more, and I think there's literally a word for everything in Afrikaans. So that's why you don't get a lot of synonyms, but there's a word for everything in Afrikaans, and that's why I love it so much. If I want to say die son brand purper my gedagtes. You know, you can't say that in English.
That's
so beautiful.
That's the stuff, man. you've got a big month coming up in April. Apparently, you are going to be on the Addis Gea stage at the Kaka in Ka.
Oh, yes.
And you are releasing your album. Is this a new album?
Yes, this is a new album.
My Heart Play Natal.
That's my first one.
That's your first one,
yes.
Right? You're releasing a new one?
It doesn't have a title yet, but I'm working
on
it.
Wow. And you've been on TV a couple of times. I mean, do you enjoy performing live?
I enjoy performing live so much. I like how people relate, and you can actually see the response and feel physically how people respond to the music. It's very cool.
Who are the powerful people in Afrikaans music at the moment? I don't want you to cause any trouble for yourself here, but who controls the Afrikaans music business? Because I know that there are different sort of factions. I'm not saying they're all like anti each other or anything, but like there's certain groups of people who write a lot of the music. There's certain groups of people who put on all the big shows. How does it all work?
Well, considering big shows, I'd say the rock and rollers are ruling us right now.
Okay.
Karin Zoid, Francois van Cooke, you know, all the bands and whatnot, Spoegwolf.
Spoegwolf? Yes. I've never heard of Spoegwolf.
They're amazing. It's wow. quite a funny okay. name for a band, but they're really cool. And yeah, there's a guy named Herman Kleinans.
Okay.
He plays in a band called Tweer. I think he's one of my favorite writers in Afrikaans music at this stage. And then you have your old legends, you know, Steve Hofmeyr. Well, if Steve Hofmeyr in town, everybody comes to the show, no matter what.
All right, talk to me about Steve, because this is a controversial guy.
Have you met Steve?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
How do you guys get along?
Quite well. Mm-hmm. We mostly just speak about music and nothing else.
There we go.
Because when I talk to Steve about almost anything, we start arguing with each other. And he's a controversial guy, and I would imagine that if you're talking about music, you'd find a lot of common ground, but anything else, not so much.
No, not really.
Who are the really, because I know in the Afrikaans music business, Steve's right up there, but they're guys like, I suppose Kurt Darren's a big player as well.
Even though
he's an old legend in some ways. Yonita du Plessis.
Yonita du Plessis. And also Yonita du Plessis' daughter, Franja du Plessis.
Franja, that's her name?
Franja, yeah. She's it's also...
R-A-N-Y-A?
J-A.
Franja.
That's a hell of a name.
Bless.
Right, because they're like a family threat, right?
Yeah.
The son also sings or something?
Yeah, Ruan, I think is
Ruan and Franja. And Juanita, and then the husband doesn't sing.
No.
He's useless.
He manages. No, he's not useless.
I've been trying to get an interview with her for ages, and she's almost like, you know, Babes Wodumo won't do an interview in English, for example. And Juanita du Plessis is not that keen to do one in English either. So every time I've tried to book her as a guest, she's had some show on. She is busy.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that she's making excuses. But I'd love to get her in here and talk to her. She must have had seen such things. She's been busy for, what, 20, 30 years?
I think it's close to that, but she looks 23. So.
She's not a bad-looking woman. I've got to give her credit. What about Bobby's sister? Now, that's a hot piece of ass.
Oh, right. Yes.
I've met her a couple of times. My God, that is a beautiful woman.
They have
woman.
A new show together. It's called Bobby and Carlene in Your Schooner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I was watching it on Catch Up yesterday. Huh? It's actually kind
of
cool.
Well, listen, both of them, they've upped the ante. They're both TV stars. They're both musicians. Yeah. They're both...
models.
Yeah, models. They do everything, those
everything.
Two.
Everything.
But, friends, I'd like to know, actually, you know, it's all good and well that you love Afrikaans music and you make the decision that you want to be a musician. What went into making that decision, though? Did you think about the realities of being in South Africa and being black and now going out there and being an Afrikaans musician? Was that even a factor for you, or were you really just too committed to the music?
No, actually, I was playing music as a hobby. It was a thing I used to do in my bedroom when I have nothing else to do.
Mm.
I never thought I'd be pursuing music as a career. And in my matric year, I was sitting outside my house playing. I'm 19 now, mm-hmm. So that's 2 years back. I was sitting outside my house playing guitar and just chilling, you know. And then an old lady passed, Afrikaans lady, while I was singing. And she said, "What is so seeing? Can I get up near me on Facebook?" said.
Oh.
I said, yeah, Tani, next photo, I mean, you know, old lady, probably has like 20 people on Facebook max.
Yeah.
And she posted the video, and the next morning, the video had gone viral and had 160,000 likes.
Sweet Lord, you're kidding me. I saw one of your videos. Sia was telling me one of them has got like 400,000 hits now, and some of them are even more.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how people started contacting me to come play. And I'm like, I don't play gigs, you know. I don't have an idea how to do that even. I want to study law and go into politics and make a difference, you know.
Yeah, apparently to you, freedom, and that word freedom, is a central theme to almost everything you do. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you're a bit of a philosopher as well.
Yeah, it's my pulse. I follow my feeling and not any kind of laws.
Yeah, but other people don't necessarily always like that, but screw them. I mean, you're not going to be put in a box. Listen to this quickly. A lot of people saying, I first heard of Rafense through Victor Matfield at an event in London. He didn't want to speak about rugby. He just spoke about Rafense and YouTubed his songs.
Yo.
So Victor Matfield's a big fan of yours.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. I'm actually a bigger fan of his.
This guy says, May fuck, this artist completely shuffled my paradigm of regarding Wie mag ein Watertal sing. Wow, Barry. This guy is off the chazang. Wow. That's another comment.
Chazang.
Listen to the voice on this guy. Absolutely amazing. So people are just loving it. Again, with the incredible talent from the Vaal, says somebody.
Yeah, the other day somebody said to me, you know, Bless Bridges comes from the Vaal and Marnie Jackson, all those people. It's actually funny. I think in my school alone, we have 6 artists that are now penetrating the market. And somebody said to me the other day, Vereniging is like the Nashville of South Africa.
It kind of might be. Actually.
In Afrikaans music.
I had Weza Matumane in here the other day, and he was saying that he thinks there's a lot of talent in the Vaal. Because, of course, he comes from there.
Yes, he says ever so modestly. Yeah.
There are a couple of famous people. All right, let's not knock the Vaal. But you may have trouble breathing the air, and the water's probably filthy.
We love it.
Well, that's why what else do you do there except, like, hone your talents? It's not like there's a lot of things.
Sing us another song. I like hearing you sing.
Cool, thank you. Let me just tune my guitar first.
Sure. You do your thing. It's incredible. People just loving this. Listening to cliffcentral.com on the app, much better than most, if not all, local radio stations. Check it out. That comes in from Unya Shah James. And people are also retweeting Ben Sport from this morning, which you'd want to hear, and Anthea's birthday. So we did a special birthday edition of The Money Shot this morning, if you want to listen to that too. Whenever you're ready, Rafense Morake.
Cool.
You're not related to Dumi, are you?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Ek het 'n vriendin ver by die blou see. Teen die hange van Tafelberg, as die son sak, speel sy die mooiste melodie. Haar vingers ken die pad, opgesluit in wit en zwart. Klap vier sy grootste vreugde, hartseer en vreugde. Verstaan my hart sy diepste smart. Ja, die hele wereld word stil, luister in die donkerie, na die nachtgeluide van Lisa sy klavier. Ja, die hele wereld word stil, luister in die donker eer, na die nachtgeluide van Lisa sy klavier. En Lisa kan nie ophou, as sy eers begin het nie. Sy laat my nooit huis toe loop, of afskeid neem. Als de sigaret nie. Ek staan op haar balkon, met drink haar op die koestie. Ek kyk na Kaapstad in die nacht, in die liggies, in die zwart, zwart see. Ja, die hele wereld word stil, luister in die donker eer, na die nachtgeluide van Lisa se klavier. Ja, die hele wereld word stil, luister in die donker eer, na die nachtgeluide van Lisa se klavier. Onder op die sypaadjie is net 'n bergie en sy maat.
gaan staan en opkyk ver na bo van die vis van Oranje straat. Hulle ken al lang die klanke wat uit haar woonstel stroom. Lank na 12 met die deure oop, al mou die bure ook hoe, word my liefste elke boemelaar se droom. Ja, die hele wêreld word stil, luister in die donker in, na die nachtgeluide van Lisa se klavier. Hy laat wille rose die haar geraamtes rinnik, blom in vroege oggendmis, sodat vlinders vlugtig sy plek vind, die plekke waar hy stil is. Ja, die hele wêreld word stil, luister in die donker hier, na die nachtgeluide van Lisa se klavier.
Thank you. I mean, that's Chris Combes, right?
During a moment.
Yes, that's Chris Combes.
Such a beautiful song, but you do it so well.
Thank you very much.
It's hard to pull off a cover and make it your own, right? I mean, it is, because you can have people saying, it's not your song, and yeah, you don't want to mess with a classic like that, but that's emotional stuff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's when you really see that actually screw all these little things that we place some sort of, we just focus on for no reason. You know, labels and whatnot really don't matter. At the end of the day, if you know, you're talented, dude, and you're freaking amazing.
Wow,
and that's all that people should be going on about.
That old
nothing
granny,
more, nothing
that,
less.
That old lady who put that first Facebook video up, do you ever thank her?
Yeah,
definitely. Because that could have been... I mean, that's like your Justin Bieber moment almost, you know. And you didn't really want to go into music. It wasn't your plan.
No, never was.
That's amazing.
I just always knew I wanted to make a difference somewhere and somehow. And
but level with me. I mean, there's good music, good money in this Afrikaans music business, right?
Yeah,
now, you can do gigs and you could earn some serious cash.
Yeah, definitely. But not that it was ever the motive to do it.
But I mean, listen. Some people go into music and they never make a cent, and they're very talented people, and maybe they're happy, I don't know. But it's sometimes nice to be rewarded for your talent, and you can make a living out of what you love.
Yeah, and yeah, this by belangrijk. Oh, sorry.
No, it's cool.
I would like with your friends, and if you go back home, not just with your immediate family, what's their reception like?
Do they even know what you do?
No, not really.
Like, now you explain like, oh yeah, is that Khan? They're like, what? What is that? You know?
They're like, they think that's the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, we're like, well, we just heard 3 Ks there, so I'm out. Bye.
Yeah?
No, but actually this morning is actually very important to my career, to my friends now, because I'm on Cliff Central and it's something that they can relate to and something that they know. But when I say I'm going to Areskia, what's that? You know what I mean? They don't really know all the other radio stations and TV. And if I'm on TV and I'm like, I'm on TV, SABC what? Kijknet.
They don't know what Kijknet is.
What's that? You know what I mean?
SABC what? No.
I know. Kijknet.
Got a woman in your life?
No.
No, single man.
Just my Bucky and my guitar.
You have a Bucky as well.
Oh, Rifense. Yo.
You have a Bucky.
Maar natuurlijk.
Is that
the enigste manier om
when you become an Afrikaans singer, do they give you a bucky?
A prerequisite.
They give you a bucky and a lapa in your back garden.
Just to wear shorts as well, regardless of the weather.
So funny. Wow.
No, I've always, my dream bucky has been a Land Cruiser since forever. And I'm driving a Ford Ranger now.
Listen up, Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
Get someone to jump on this. He's now angling for a sponsorship here.
Oh, right. Yes.
Who are your big friends in the music business, though? Because you mentioned it's a small, closed industry. And, you know, you need friends. You need people who you can travel with and you can enjoy doing big shows with, for example, hang out with. Who are your friends?
Well, I enjoy playing with Rikus now. also a very talented musician.
Who's Rikke Snell? Would I know him?
I suppose.
I should, right?
Yeah.
I really should. I feel so stupid when I talk about this stuff. It's like when, you know, these Maskandi guitarists come in.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about them what they do. Okay, Rikke Snell, Afrikaans singer, musician, songwriter. Yeah. Sock and Buck is
Sock
his debut
Buck
album.
Sock and Buck.
Never okay, but he's from Rustenburg, so I mean, we don't really need
to. He's very cool. He plays 14 instruments.
Wow.
Better than the best guy in the country.
Book him as a guest. That'll be an interesting guy to talk to. Plays 14 instruments.
14 instruments. And I mean playing, not like I'm doing on the guitar now. He's brilliant. He actually played for Afrikaans Groot.
How did you pick up the guitar so easily? It seems to come so naturally. You just do those chord progressions like it's second nature to you. When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 16.
That's late.
Yeah.
That's really late. I mean, a lot of people who play the way you play started much earlier.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm still learning, though. But dude. I was a rugby player, actually. That was my thing. And I broke my knee when I was 16, so I had like 6 months to do
the time on your hands,
you know. So I just picked up the guitar and I decided to play, and I really liked it.
Please don't give me that. You're talented beyond belief. I sat once, tried to learn piano. I even went to a couple of lessons.
Uh-huh.
I would sit for hours and hours and hours and practice. I was terrible. There was nothing you could do about me. You either have it or you don't you think, in music?
Well, curiosity has a lot to do with it, because I always want to know, what can I do? What happens when I do this, and what happens when I do that? And that's practicing without even noticing that you're practicing.
And your natural talent, though. Some things you can't teach.
I'm with you.
You can't teach the instinct, the soul, the...
What about music outside of Afrikaans music? You listen to a lot of that?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big blues fan. I love the blues.
Blues?
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Listen to this. A couple of comments from people here. This guy sounds like an Afrikaans Jack Johnson. Beautiful. That's a nice. Is that a compliment? I think it's a compliment.
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah. Hey, perhaps you should rather consider an Afrikaans show as a live video streaming. That would be great. Well, I mean, we're talking here. Good Lord, I missed the beginning of this interview, says Michelle. What a huge talent. And I normally don't listen to Afrikaans music. Well done, dude. People are loving this. They're loving hearing someone doing what they love. All right, give us another song while we're on a roll here. Let's do one more.
Cool. Let's hear.
You could do a cover. You could do one of yours. It's all up to you. Mess with our heads here a little bit. Maybe something very different. By the way, if you're wondering what the hell's happening in here, Refense Morake is our guest this morning. We're talking about his music career and all the stuff that's going on in his life at the moment. He's got a big April ahead of him, Ka Ka and Ka, another album release. Lots of cool stuff for us to get excited about. Whenever you're ready. You tune that by ear?
Yeah.
See? Again, can't that?
Yeah,
can't
you
teach.
Can't teach that.
Go on.
Ek siel alleen in die kruine van die reen, en ek wonder oor die woede van die stille see, meneer. Sal het al later een bykie vrede reen? Dit voelt 15 jaar einde juli maand, en ek soep wat tot my diepste vir my eerste kans, meneer. Is ek aan te veil om gezien te wees? Want mama het gaan skryf op een brief die nood, wil papa gaan skryf na biekie brood, sal jy ook een biekie denk aan my. Boetie staan nou bakken langs die haven meer, van die keizer in sy pelle stier die pille sê, sal jy ook een biekie denk aan my. Ooh, 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 ooh. kom en of ek ook genoeg is vir die deel van hom, meneer. Jy sien dis hierdie pijn maak my bitter seer. Ek bid hard in die ochend vir die een wat wag en ek lees als my grootboek in die donker nacht sal jy ook een beetje denk aan my. Mama het gaan skryf op een brief die nood, terwyl papa gaan skarrel, na biekie brood sal jy ook een biekie denk aan my. Boetie staan nou bakken langs die havense neer, want die keizer in sy pelle, stier die pelle sier, sal jy ook een biekie denk aan my. Sal jy ook in jou donker nacht, in jou warm bed sal jy ook een biekie denk aan my. Sal jy ook in jou donker nacht, in jou Stellenbosch sal jy ook een biekie denk aan my. My mama het gaan skryf op een brief ons nood, terwyl papa het geskarrel, vir 'n bietjie brood sal jy ook 'n bietjie denk aan my. My boetie staan nou bak aan langs die hawe se muur, van die keizer in sy pelle, stier die pelle seer, sal jy ook 'n bietjie denk aan my.
God damn, listen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, where's that song from? What's it all about?
I wrote this song for a friend of mine. He's a boomalad, a beggar by McDonald's. And he told me the story.
And you're singing as him, right?
Yeah. Okay. So basically the song is him expressing his feelings. And he told me and I decided to tell South Africa.
Jeez. So you actually sat down with this dude and you asked him about his story.
Yeah,
you're talking about his brother there and
We had a coffee and was after a tour. I just came back from Bloemfontein, I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So we're chilling there in McDonald's and
right.
This guy comes, my name is Freddy, and we chill there. Hey Freddy, we like it and ons gesels 'n bietjie, and he told me where he comes from and what he's all about. And the next morning I decided it stuck with me, so I had to tell South Africa.
The song, he's really just saying, you know, how about you, would you mind sharing just a little bit with me?
Awesome.
That's
exactly
all.
That.
Right?
But you see, that's what I love as well about the language, and I see what you were saying earlier, Gareth, about, you know, the language really does paint a picture, you know, Intensive Forum and Stuxia Leon and... Like all of that, you really get the entire story.
But you are
story.
See, as a secret Afrikaans music fan here, he knows all these singers. Whenever I bring in an Afrikaans singer, he knows who it is. You do.
Well,
you know this. This is something I didn't know about you.
Well, I'm just that super static kid. So, literally, I've met Patricia Lewis once and I freaked out and I don't think my bowels can stand meeting her again, just in general. That's all it is.
Oh, Rafenso. I mean, what's next on your agenda, dude? You think you're going to give this a go for a couple of years more? I mean, you're doing well. You're flying high. There's no reason to stop, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's only just the beginning.
Yeah, I think I'm only in this. This is my second year now.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going for my second year now. So yeah, I'm going to go as far as I can, breaking down borders and...
And then you can eventually pursue the law and the politics that you love.
Farming.
Farming?
Farming.
Gee, they've really... you know, you're becoming a stereotype here.
Just the reference
the bucky, the rugby, the farming. It seems to me like you're institutionalized. And where do you live? Where do you live now?
In Vereeniging still.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think you might settle there?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I'd be able to move. My band is trying to persuade me to move to Cape Town now, but I don't see that happening.
God, please. The band must shut up and do what they're told. Yeah, these bands. I love it when the bass guitarist starts getting mouthy with the person who's making the money. Please. Where'd you pick up this band?
They're friends of mine. They used to play with me. They actually were a band before I started singing. And they had this
event at my school that they were hosting, and they invited me on stage, not knowing, you know, just picking a random guy on stage. And
boy, did they look out!
I actually played a song for them.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then after that, we became friends.
Now they have jobs.
Now they have jobs.
You've changed their lives. You've given them meaningful, gainful employment. Good for you.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, listen, dude, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming to... Yeah, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. It's really cool. And I hope we see you again soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Do you think there'll ever be a crossover audience between English Afrikaans, you know, Afrikaans music and maybe... you know, vernac music? Do you think people will ever be able to stomach or understand that crossover?
I hope there will be one day, because I'm like a hybrid. You know, I listen to Afrikaans music. Yeah. I love Maskandi. I love Tatamia. I listen to Casper Nyoveso. I love the hip-hop. And I love house music. I love dancing, you know. So, yeah, I think people are missing out on the diversity that is South Africa.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing. It's magnificent to hear.
You're the poster child for it, most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, here's just a message that's coming now from someone. It's anonymous. It says, "A young South Africa is so beautiful. It makes me proud. I've got a lump in my throat." Isn't that nice?
Sure. Mm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, dude. Very nice to see you. And if you want to buy the album, it is called
My Heart, Play Natal.
Yes. There we go. And there's a new album coming out in April, and you can see a performance or two if you're just paying attention, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's your next big gig?
I'm actually going to Afrikaans Groot this year as well.
When is that?
That is in November. I'm playing Krone in September. It's something very similar to that. And I'm noticing now, I was actually lying to you, I'm going to Durbanville tomorrow.
Okay, you got to get on a plane.
Yeah, I got to get on a plane tomorrow.
All right, brother. Good luck to you, man. This is really good stuff, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Cool, thank you very much.
Fantastic. All right, let's wrap it up this morning with a little news. This is what you need to know. The Van Breda murder mansion in Cape Town has just been sold, or rather in the Cape. The buyer refrained from commenting on the purchase. But the state agent has pointed out that the purchase highlights a growing trend in the industry. Since the sale of Oscar Pistorius's house, murder mansions generally sell for 10% over the usual market value, especially when the house gets media exposure. South Africa is now ranked as the 101st happiest country in the world. Somalia is ranked even higher, a scary thought, but the World Happiness Index said Somalia ranked higher because their pirates are out in the open, whereas in South Africa, they hide in politics. And finally, the president of ASA, the Athletics South Africa, said that South Africa's national champions is a small event that South Africa's biggest sprint talents should ignore in favor of the World Relay Championships. Ignore, because the World Relay Championships are taking place in Bermuda on the same weekend, and the ASA president would prefer to be there on an all-expenses-paid holiday rather than going to Potchefstroom. Nothing to see here. Okay, we will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's
Monday.
Saturday. What am I talking about? Yeah, Monday, bright and early, 6 in the morning. What with these short weeks, I don't know what the hell's happening half the time. CliffCentral.com is live at Sexpo this morning for the comedy show and 2 hours of the sex talk show with
John
T.
And the rest of the lineup as well. The entire day is at Sexpo.
How disgusting.
Salty, filthy.
All right, make sure you join all of them. It's going to be fun. Have an excellent weekend. Be good. If you're not, take photos.
CliffCentral.com